This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Andy and Adrian's podcast.
Our next guest is Catherine Devney, self-described as a serial pest and professional pain in the ass. She has written books. She has been on TV. She has written for newspapers. She has created controversy with numerous tweets. She is opinionated and we love her. Catherine Devney, welcome to the show.
All of that, I'm not even out of bed. Now, I mean, what makes you think that I have self-described myself as a serial pest and professional pain in the ass? If I am to self-describe myself, I would call myself, I don't know, maybe a 6-foot blonde.
Really? Well, look, we did take it from the source of all truth. It was Wikipedia. So,
Well, you know, you get what you pay for there, which is nothing.
Yeah, look, it is a WikiLeak, I've heard, but there you go. Now, something that perked my interest in looking at your bio, Catherine.
Which might not be true, so we want to verify
That's right. We need to clear the air here. You have written for, apparently, the Logie Awards. What does that entail?
It's basically selling your soul to Satan. Dad, let's face it, guys, you know, there's no such thing as a free rego, and little boys' pajamas and amyl nitrate and lube does not grow on trees, as you all know. I must say, it's very nice to be on Joy in the morning instead of actually listening to it, which is what I normally am doing, which is fabulous. This is even better. Look, what happens when you work for, you write for the Logies? They ring you up and they make out as though they're giving you some, like, a really amazing award, which is highly respected, like the Brownlow. And they expect you to get down on your hands and knees and to thank them. They pay you pitiful amounts of money and they tell you that they want something new, fresh and young. And you start throwing around these kind of fabulous ideas of which is going to be good. And they all get very excited and they say, oh, no, that will be great. First, there's a lot of, no, we've done that, we've already done that, we've already tried that. No, that won't work. No, we can't get that person. So they talk about new, fresh and young. And after you write in television for long enough, which is basically what I'm talking about now when I'm talking about, you know, writing for television, it's basically like talking about using Morse code because, I mean, there's probably young people out there going, what's she talking about?
You probably start trying to go for new, fresh and young and you end up just doing a two-page joke with Bert Newton.
Exactly. S-O-S, same old shit. As soon as you hear the words new, fresh and young in television, you know what they're actually saying is S-O-S. And what is really hilarious is that I've written for the Logies a couple of times. The last time I wrote, I then, of course, as soon as I finished writing for them, wrote a 1,500-word piece for the A2 talking about, you know, what a disgrace it is and how hilarious it is and the hypocrisy. You know, everybody, you know, in television knows it's a pile of shit. And everybody knows that it's just full of the most untalented, narcissistic, opportunistic, has-beens, wannabes, should-bes, basically maggots and media horse. Everybody knows that.
Wow.
And then they kind of go, oh no, we can't annoy that person. Oh, that person won't do that. Oh, you can't say that. You'll upset that person. But it's like, but everybody knows. It's like, yeah, I know. I know, but we can't say it. So I, of course, did a huge expose, and apparently they were really cross. And people said, well, why did you get Catherine Devney to write for the Logies? Oh, well, we love that stuff she wrote about television, you know. You know, poking the rats in the cage and you're having a go and they're going, well, why did you not think that she wouldn't do that to you?
I mean, yeah.
That's right.
It's like, no, but hang on, we're the Logies. It's like, yes, exactly. When I first started writing that television column, they rang me up and they said, look, somebody's away for 4 weeks. Can you take it over? And I went, oh, yeah, sure. I was thrilled, you know, because I was out of, you know, little boy's pajamas and amyl.
you needed to pay some bills.
The fourth one that I wrote was about the Logies, and I thought that was the last one I was ever going to write. And it started off something like, if you enjoy watching celebrities eat their own vomit, tune in on Sunday night at 8:30 for the whatever it was, the second annual Logies Award. And I thought it was going to be the last one, but there was such a huge, you know, response to the little
yes.
comedy, you know, that I kind of stayed. But that's all.
There you go.
Right.
Now, you've got a new show.
Yes, dare we ask about your new show.
I know, we thought we went from something as boring as the Logies to something that's not controversial at all, religion. Your new show is called God is Bullshit. Tell us what you think about religion, Catherine.
But bear in mind, we are live to air.
Okay. I will bet. Look, I think that religion would be okay if it wasn't sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, and it was based on a book that was full of rape, incest, torture, and social engineering embedded in fairy tales and horror stories from the Bronze Age, written by drunks, psychopaths, and illiterate with rocks, all called Deuteronomy. I did this show last year in the Comedy Festival, and it absolutely sold out.
It did. I mean, it completely.
You couldn't get tickets. There was, like, we extended the season. We put on extra. There was, like, 20 extra shows, and there wasn't, you know, people. My mum was calling me up saying, can I get a ticket? It's like, mate, I can't even get a ticket.
It's great.
Wow, that is fantastic. Have you ever had anyone, you know, walk out of your show who, you know, who was offended? Because I'd imagine you'd be pushing some buttons here.
Yeah, but the thing is that I think when you call a show God is Bullshit,
you kind of set the tone.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to play Guy Sebastian songs, really.
Well, you know, not Guy Sebastian, Anthony Kalia came. Okay, look, sorry, I'm not ignoring myself, but I was a bit excited. There were so many famous people who came to my show. Anthony Kalia, Bill Shorten, Peter Singer, Adam Elliott, who wrote Max and Mary. He said it was the best hour of theatre he'd ever seen in his life. Tony Jones loved it. Barry Jones loved it.
Yeah, Tony Jones from Q&A gives you a massive write-up. He loves you.
I'm very proud of it. So what I did this year is that I freshened it up. I've probably taken about 30% out and put new stuff in. And I tell you what, boys, I am so excited about this new stuff. And I've been working on it really hard. My writing partner said, you must be the most well-prepared comedian in the festival. Because I've got to admit, sometimes just people get up and they basically write the show when they're up there. But mine is just...
Fantastic.
I'm staring at the dress. The fishnets are ready to go.
I can't wait.
Oh, gorgeous.
Hey, got one question, though. Last question. What's your favourite Bible passage?
Okay, my favourite Bible passage is... my favourite psalm is Psalm 137, number 9, which is, happy is he who dashes children's heads into rocks.
No.
What? I haven't read the Bible in a long time, but is that really in there?
Get your Bible, boys. Just go to your bags now and get your Bibles out.
We'll pull them out. Yeah, we keep the joy often, yes.
And Joy, all you listeners out there, grab your Bible. 137, number 9, the psalm is, happy are those who dash children's heads into rocks. And you know what? I know how they feel. School holidays.
Catherine, a brilliant talking to you.
Thanks for listening. For more, go to andyandadrian.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.